Philip Sepper, PF, Fiduciary Security, today's date is 12-22-2023. Dictation is for Yanira Paez. Paez spells P-A-I-Z. Yanira spells Y-A-N-I-R-A. Date of birth is 06-30-1981. This is a 42-year-old female here with painful urination period. Patient said this has been going on for the past 2 days, but it's gotten worse this morning. She says she has a history of recurrent UTI, and the symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She denies chills, myalgia, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, she denies increased temperature. Next line, she endorses suprapubic pain. Next line, she endorses frequency, urgency, and painful urination, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. These were all normal except family history of high blood pressure and diabetes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure 118 over 77. Pulse 70. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, tenderness in the suprapubic region, no rebound, no guarding, no peritoneal signs, period. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute cystitis, number 2 frequency, number 4 urgency, number 5 suprapubic pain, period. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done today. Urinalysis revealed the following: positive leukocytes, positive nitrites, positive protein, positive urobilinogen, positive glucose, positive bilirubin, and ketones are positive, period. An ultrasound was done to assess patient abdomen. Practically, patients complaining of suprapubic pain. Need to assess our pelvic region for other issues, ectopic pregnancy, torus ovarian cyst, ovarian abscess. Ultrasound was unremarkable except for a thickened bladder wall consistent with cystitis. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient received the following: Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 minutes. She reports no signs, no allergic reaction to the medication, and says she's beginning to feel a little better. She was sent home with the following medication: Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days. Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for yeast infection, number 1. Open parenthesis, patient indicated that when she takes antibiotics, she gets yeast infections easily, period. Next paragraph. Next medication, pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days, number 12. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.